Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And we welcome you to the daily broadcast of the Power of Pentecost. Comes to you daily at this time, the Lord permitting and providing, where we invite you to join us as we sing and pray and read some things from the Word of God. So if you will, have your Bible ready and your request ready to make them known unto God. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to worship the Lord with us for the next few minutes. He certainly is deserving of our worship and our praise. Well, let's go to Job 33:4 for the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. Praise the Lord. Where did you come from? The Spirit of God made you. How do you survive? Because the breath of Almighty gives you life. Praise God. Wonderful words of life. I am excited each time I read you something from the Word of God. It thrills me and it fills me also. His Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. I'll give you some contact information a little later on, and if you will, contact someone and invite them to worship with you. Let's go to the Hymns of the Spirit, and let's turn to page 38. Sing along with us on A Great Favor of the Church. I will sing of my Redeemer. I will sing of my Redeemer and His wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross He suffered from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will tell the wondrous story, how my lost estate to save. In His boundless love and mercy, He the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, His triumphant power I'll tell, how the victory He giveth over sin and death and hell. I will sing of my Redeemer and His heavenly love. love to me. He from death to life hath brought me, Son of God, with him to be. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon. He paid the debt and made me free. One more time, oh sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. Hallelujah. Well, let's sing, oh sing of our Redeemer, because by his death he paid the debt and he made us free. That brings us into our precious promise today from Galatians 6, beginning with verse 9. Here's some great sound advice. This will preach, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, well, I'm so tired. Well, you're not to become weary in well-doing. Jesus said if we're tired, we could come to him and he would give us rest. There remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. Let's not get weary in well-doing. The promise is in due season, when the time comes, we shall reap if we faint not. And most of us have opportunities every day to do good to all men. And we're really supposed to be good to those who are of the household of faith. You can read that for yourself in Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Well, let's take the word of God, the soundness of it, and the faith that is there in that verse. And let's lift up our voices in prayer to God. Let your request be made known to God as we pray. Father, we're so thankful that you give us strength. You're our rock in a weary land, and you're our shelter in the time of storm. We're so thankful, Lord, that there is a reward coming. There is a payday coming if we'll just hold out and see what the end will be, if we faint not. And Lord, help us to take every opportunity we can to do good unto all men. And Lord, we really appreciate and we respect the household of faith. And Lord, I pray that the faith that is in our house here at where we live, I pray, Lord, that it'll be extended through this congregation today, and the faith of God will rest upon each one, Lord, and you'll use that in each heart and life to minister to them. Have your way, I pray today. Hear each prayer. Meet each need. Lord, save our loved ones, we pray. Touch those that are sick. Lord, just request after request. Minister to them and meet all of them, we pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Worship with us now. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. That's the reason why the sweetest name I know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord is sweeter than the honey from the honeycomb, someone sang. We'll give you contact information at the end, but here's one entitled Broken Pieces. Let it speak to your heart today. If you feel like your heart is all broken, let the Lord minister to you. Have you failed in life's battle to accomplish your plan? Is your heart heavy laden? Do you feel the Lord's command? Do you feel that no one loves you and there's no use to try? Just bring your cares to Jesus. Your soul He'll satisfy. Pick up the broken pieces and bring them to the Lord. Pick up the broken pieces, trust in His holy word. He will put them back together and make your life complete. Just place the broken pieces at the Savior's feet. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, He'll put broken pieces back together and make it brand new. You may feel that there's no hope. Broken hearts just cannot mend. Though you're torn in many pieces, Christ can make you whole again. Storms of doubt blow all directions, but don't you be afraid. God can make all directions. He made a body out of clay. So pick up the broken pieces and bring them to the Lord. Pick up the broken pieces, trust in His holy word. Put them back together and make your life complete. Just place the broken pieces at the Savior's feet. Let's sing that again. Listen to this. Hallelujah. To pick up the broken pieces and bring them to the Lord. Pick up the broken pieces, trust in His holy word. He will put them back together and make your life complete. Just place the broken pieces at the Savior's feet. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. I think it sounds so good since Scott tuned it this week. And we'd like for you to drop a card or a letter if you want to enclose an offering to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, you can hear the broadcast anytime or make a contribution with your debit or credit card, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Hallelujah. And remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. Pick up the broken pieces and bring them to the Lord. Wake up the broken.